חפץ חיים וכדומה, שמי הסלושן brings down the Gemara as is a kasha Bais Sheini that they were learning Torah Mipnei Machorav. Why the Bais Sheini was Chorav? The Gemara answers Mipnei Sinas Chinam Shehu Shokul Keneged Gimel Averes גילוי הרייס, שפיכס דומים ורציחה. זה בא איזה שני, that they were learning Torah, מפני מאחוריו, מפני סינס חינום, שהוא שוקל כנים את ג' אבירס. חופץ חיים טיינס, זה צריך להיות חופץ חיים, but it can't be that it's only סינס חינום, it has to be that it's also לא שנורא. Has to be a peula, and the Lashonora, the Gemara says shokul keneged gimel averes. So it means also Lashonora that comes out from sinas chinam, and then he carries on Chofetz Chaim and he says, "We're waiting for Beis Hamikdash to be built. We're waiting for over 1,000 years. We're waiting almost 2,000 years. We're waiting." We daven, but we're doing the same thing that they did. We can't say that we don't have sinas chinam. We can't say that. We have the siyata dishmaya that tonight is a sor b'teves. It's not yeres shamayim, but it starts in the night. Most of the things. Shibas Ramban. Ilmaiz in the oil starting tomorrow. Most of the oil starting tomorrow. But Be'etzem, Asor B'Tavis, the Chasam Sefer says that Asor B'Tavis is the Churban. He says the Tisha B'Av was the result. But when it was the Gzeira that happened, happened in Tisha, Asor B'Tavis. This is the reason Chasam Sefer and Drosha says that it's Derech HaShabbos, Lefida Avodrom. This never happens, but Lui Tzur, what happens, Zog Avodrom, it will be Derech HaShabbos. And Shaila, why? He says, because every time he says a memory to what happened. So we don't do it in Shabbos. Asor B'Tavis, Kol Yod Dor Shalai Nifne, Kilu Nechrav B'Yomov, when is the time of the Chorban? Again in Asor B'Tavis. Tonight Hashem sits, and he says, will happen or will not happen. And Kivyochel again is Nigzar Churban on Klal Yisrael. So I feel that the right thing to Mechazek, at least when we're standing in Asor HaBetavis, tonight, tomorrow, Chodesh, in the time that it's happening, to try to take off the Chor and Af, the Kitrug from Klal Yisrael. So I think all of them want to say Mila Hashem Elai. I said, well, the Chashmonaim also said Mila Hashem Elai. And we, every time someone calls Mila Hashem Elai, we go. The only question is, all of them we have a suffering. Who said that they know that Hashem with them? Yeah? So people think that the Chashmonaim said Mila Hashem Elai, and the other people that didn't go were because they were not masking to Mila Hashem Elai. Shevet Levi said Mila Hashem Elai, Moshe Rabbeinu. The people that didn't go were not so stark. No, everyone goes to Mila Hashem Elai. Just and every generation, I don't know what they're saying exactly, what I'm saying. But every generation is a Mila Hashem Elai. The Shaila is if you have to go. Everyone wants to listen to Hashem. And Be'etzem, our tafkid, back to it, is, and is Yom HaChurban, the day that we're handling Churban, the time that we're handling Churban, and it's It's the Yom HaChurban. This is the mitzvah of Yom HaSor B'Teves. At least on this day, to try to hold ourselves, to put ourselves together, and to metakim, the Chofetz Chaim was miyased in the Akdomah to the Sefer, that the Churban is al sinas chandom, al mashnoot, to try to check ourselves. We have sinas chinam, or we don't have sinas chinam. And again, and I say it every time, and we'll say it again and again, that these shmuzim are very important for people to hear. Why? Everyone says, I don't have no shachas to sinas chinam. Maybe the guy near me, maybe myself, sinas chinam. Maybe I'm not a masmid. Maybe I like to eat, maybe my kashrus is not the highest standard then, but maybe I talk with tefillin, but sinas chinam, the nicest guy in the world. So who has exactly sinas chinam? That machlekes and that shul, and that machlekes and that shul, and the church, neither the sinas chinam. And the answer is, you're just not in that shul. When you would be in that shul, you would also have sinas chinam. Not every time a person sees the sinas chinam that he has. And I'm telling you, with the years, it's mamish, you see the nicest people in the world, they're just full with sinas chinam. Full with sinas chinam. They could be the nicest people to the world, everyone. The nicest people. The nicest people. And they have such a sinas chinam. They just don't forgive for the other person. They just don't forgive. And I'll say that I'm a tzaddik. What bothers them? They have buildings in Eretz Yisrael. When it's on someone else, it's easy to hear until we get to ourselves. But it's not, you know, that someone decides to take out a porch. All the neighbors start to hate it, to fight with him. The guy makes it extending to his house in America. All the neighbors, people in the neighborhood decide against it. What bothers you when people have a bigger house? Yeah, he's not rich, and mama should manage to make a massive house in his backyard. It maybe disturbs the sun a little bit. And people don't sign. People don't sign. You don't realize they fool with sinas chinam. They fool with sinas chinam. The person has to have ahava. This is Alamo, it's the oldest story. I said again, it's it was a, when I was a kid. Couple of teenagers that were standing in the gas station. Shabbos. And one of them borrowed from someone on the gas station a cell phone. And they started to drive away with the phone. So the guy that owned the phone jumped in the car. So the car went quicker and quicker and quicker, faster and faster, and the guy fell. And he was sick for 2 days and he died. The whole newspapers was. Eretz Yisrael is becoming like America. It was like the whole newspapers. And he could kill for a cell phone. So they interviewed the mother of the driver on the TV. They interviewed her. You know, the Dach, these people, you know how they like to interview, you know. But what do you say about your son? For a cell phone, he just killed someone. I want, before I answer, what do you want to answer? Try to think. She says, I feel so bad, I'm really sorry what he did. You know, I apologize. I'm sending my tanchumim to the parents of the boy that was killed. But I want to tell you, my son was the best person in the world. he never killed a fly. He couldn't kill a fly. Couldn't kill a fly. He would vomit if he would see a dead calf. Only imagine him sitting in the car, and the guy near him just took the phone. They told him, drive, guy, drive. You know what to do, he was so scared he would drive. The guy sitting, he started to drive. The guy jumped in the car, he didn't know what to do. He started to slow down. They told him, hey, no, you're a baby, drive. You know, it was five teenagers when they pressure a guy. The guy, he was doubting that the guy would leave. He tried to stop. He thought, you're 5 years old. Look, you're a girl. That's what they told him. That's the way she spoke. He drove. He didn't know what to do. He just closed his eyes and he drove. And the guy died. I don't know what to tell you. The whole country was quiet. She didn't answer the truth. She answered the truth. Why we didn't think about it and she thought about it? Because she's the mother. She loves the guy. Doesn't make it right. But she was not mechadish. She didn't say, Einfall, you know, he took a pill yesterday. Yeah. No. She said the truth. But she looks at it from the perspective of a mother. When you look at it in the perspective of a mother, it's a whole different story. Sinas chinam, what we have to fix from sinas chinam is to get used to looking at the other person. The moshe, someone tell you it's a tzara, a bocher. It's a tzara. Feel terrible for him. Try to help him. After 2 weeks, you're really busy with a different something else. You forgot that you wanted to help that bocher. What happened? You're not living his life. If you'd be living his life, you'd be thinking about him 24 hours. Why are you not thinking about him 24 hours? Why are you not thinking about him? Why are you not trying to help him? What? He had a roommate. He's insulted that the oilam are not mekar. Insulted. Think if you would be him. If it would be your son, what you would do? You have a kid 5 years old, your son in cheder, everyone is laughing at him. It eats your heart. And if it's not your son, Chazal say, my nesoni aloch loisavid lechavroch. Chofetz Chaim says, if someone speaks Lashonah, he says, if you would take Lomazogim, you got up late. What you would want that people would say about you? Mistama, he learned late by night. Mistama, he's sick. Why you don't say it on the other person? Why you don't look at the other person in the same eyes? Why you don't feel for the other person? I want to tell you a clue. A person that doesn't work and not having sinas chinam, a person that doesn't work and not having seen a schinam, and is working to have ava schinam, doesn't have it. He has that kumkeit. And in life, I tell you, I saw so much people that from teenager that are ready today, 30, 40. Okay? Dozens of thousands. And mamish, I could count on a hand the guys that when the machlekes popped up, they had that goodness. The other guy, you saw the cruelness. Now what I think is the same thing with the Rebbe. It doesn't have to be with a Talmud, with a Chavim. Okay? For example, you go, you a person invites himself for a Shabbos for the summer. And the last minute he cancels. Why he cancels? Because he got invited to the Waldorf. I'm not going now. So I know if it's cautious, if it's a special machine. I don't know. I'm not going. I couldn't manage to find out myself exactly. What is it exactly? No. But the Kulam is good for it. So he cancels. I had these people prepare the whole Shabbos meal. So if I can't, it's very good. They don't need it. They have extra food now, yeah? But if you would have a guest and they would cancel, how you would feel? Terrible. If a guy would make up to go with you and he would leave you yourself to go there, yeah? To swallow that food, yeah? How you would feel? But you don't see it. You don't see it. You make up your chavusa to learn. It's a new sugya. You're starting with the Gan Kishtaka, the new Zman, talks to Chayyim. Chavusa wants to start Shtark. You don't show up. You don't show up. Namashina, what is your excuse? What would be the opposite? If you'd be sitting with this manish, everyone started Shtark, only your chavusa is not there. What are you doing now? You're mushkas. You don't think about the other person. You don't think about the other person. Not only that, sometimes you come to a Shabbos meal. You're invited for Shabbos. Your boss managed to destroy everything. There's five guys there. They're busy with themselves. But the boss wants to say it's out there. Yeah? Not on his level, yeah? Not like when the food is good, the level goes down. I'm not saying all of them, but like, you know, most, again, that's me against no. More wine, even less. You know, the clowns, they gave us. And Achashverosh had a lot of wine. He's trying to say it out there. No one listens. How are you sure? The key in opposite of sinas chilum is hamaisi moirorim salavodas. Hamaisi moirorim salavodas. To do, to try to help, to try to help to do for the other person. There's so much to do. Moshni chavrusa comes late. So you need to get him a standard. And as if you're not to have a standard before, then it could be yes, could be not, have nothing. But he comes. You have to go. He's so embarrassed that he came late. But you'd already sit here for half an hour, you're not embarrassed to bring a standard. And they gave us in the head, yeah? Get up, help him to bring a standard. This is Anas. You see a guy. No one speaks to him in learning and he thinks that he's choshev. Go ask him a kasha. I'll tell you, I have a rabbi, my rabbi Shmuel Shabbos Kim Chosin. One of my rabbis. My rabbi. Very close rabbi. I had to a kriya when he was lifted up. The last years, so I was Friday, I learned how to do Friday. Almost 20 years. We did everything together Friday. So then we have to go to visit someone. So we went to the hospital to visit a very chashuv rav that was already like 10 years in the hospital. Like, mamash. And he started to ask him some shyness, maybe for Shabbos. He's not writing and he can't come clear. The guy was answering. You know, the guy was already 98% not with it already. It's mamash, old chashuv rav. Oh, now I have the clothes, so you pass me that it's also, you pass me that it's mutter. He like accepted the psalm from this rov. He accepted the psalm from this rov. Oh, Rebbe, if this is the way you pass, if this is your Messiah, I don't think I can be a Talmud anymore. But the guy didn't know what he's answering. I'm telling you right now. You write the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos on the name of Choshev people. Now Be'enei Ro'isi. Things are not clear here. Tell me you deserve a patch. But I will teach you. Since you think that I don't know the answer to this shyness, you think that I don't see that this Rav doesn't know the answer already. But what is the most covered in Achasuach that we could go to him, that we came specially to ask him, Kopo Shabbos, Kilchos Shabbos, that I rang the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchos, and I don't have it clear. You know what good feeling I gave him? This is Bikul Cholim Amiti. He said, I'm so sorry, so upset that you couldn't even see it and think about it. This is the biggest chesed, make him to feel that you need him. I'm not saying that everyone will start to ask shyness, you know. Again, we don't ask people that anywhere are busy, yeah? They're not looking for more people. But not only that, even sometimes some rabbis sit available. Some rabbis are more busy, some are less busy. You see a rabbi sitting, so sometimes he's doing with a chavrusah on the street. Sometimes he comes night later to answer questions, yeah? And he sits to himself, and it looks like a bit embarrassing. You know what I'm talking about? I don't mean no specific rabbi, yeah? I can say it because I'm bederech kal busy, but could be also sometimes could be available, yeah? The chelts of the Talmud, think about the Rebbe. Well, you sit there and you look at what he's doing, yeah? I'm not saying mean. I'm not saying I'm the disgusting bother. I'm speaking of the nice boy. But that is the baby of that midas royas. It's the baby of it. I'm not saying it has the same shesh. Think about the other curse. Now, it's so easy, and things that are so not relevant on me, and the other, it's very easy to feel it. Guys hate people that have more from them. I'm not saying jealous is one thing, but miyad jealous makes you to hate. You have a successful father, you don't hate him, you're not jealous of him, you're proud of him. The Akush Boch wants us to be metaken the chet. He wants us to do more, to be friendly to each other, to think about each other. Not to say Lashonore more on each other. It's not easy. Not easy. But a person has to know. Sinas chinom is the sibo of the churban. And Hashem wants us to work on it. Hashem wants us to fix it. And the veld is like a mistake. They think that avas chinom is to reach out to the far. To the people that are not mismanaged, not even in the street, you know, the people that are far. The real is inside. I was davening on Shabbos in a shul. Well, Rav, everything is full. Came in an older man. He's not in the members of the place, he's not. But you know, he's older from everyone. He's standing in the back. There's no seat. It's very embarrassing for him. I made sure that he will have a seat. And I had an extra sitter. I gave him. I said, "Choshev in Gemara." Then I got up, got a chumash in the closet, and gave it. This is what Hashem wants. The guy felt so good. I don't know who he is, but. We are very nice to the people that we're close to. Very nice to them. Buy them presents, take care of them. Sometimes you walk before the elevator, with the other guy, go in first. You make the guy to feel good. You make the guy to feel good. I walk into a taxi, I tell the driver, he looks so happy, what happened today? He says, no, he says, no, he looks happy. Yeah, I had a good day. Yeah. He became happy, yeah, I told him. He started to fight with a shekel and make him angry for the whole day. What is the mitzvah? I understand, some people don't have a shekel. But that long they finished the fight with him, I'll tell you today, there's a guy that's in charge of the deers. Yeah? Came to complain of a deer. I don't know what deer he came to complain about. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like him. Yeah? So I said, what is it? He said, there's no time on that deer. He says, time to pay rent. And there's no guy in charge exactly. So he's going for $1 to collect the money. He feels not much like a schmuck. He says, why do you feel so bad? I asked him. He says, I come to the guy, they tell me we don't have. He says, he doesn't care, he understands. But every night he sees them in the most expensive restaurant. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, but I'm worse than a cat. He says, I'm a cat. I'm a person. You know, maybe I'm not the best, I promise. You can just, I didn't give you a gift. Maybe I'm not. But every night they spend $100 in a restaurant. And I have to come 20 times. I'm not rich. If I would be rich, I would have to do these deals. Yeah? I maybe break even, sometimes I make money. He was hurt. He was pressured hurt. So to them, he doesn't know how to speak, so he yells and he screams. I know. Maybe he's not getting out good in the public relationship. Yeah? But I felt so bad for the guy. Why? Why am I saying that? What? I don't know, the people that I know, I don't think no one here is in that deal that he came to complain about, yeah? And if it is even better, yeah? But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, I don't think that one guy that was listening out to the shmuz and will hear what I'm saying will not go and give him the money right away and take care of it. Masking? The only is the perspective, you don't look at it like that. You just not look at him like that. You make the guy to feel I'm a garbage. He's also a person. There's people that walk up to the bus, they don't have to pay in the bus yet. It's cards, yes? But all this you have to pay in the bus. Right? I think today you just give the card. You press it somewhere and you go in. But I'm not allowed to get that they paid in the buses. I was not there for a long time anymore. Some people walk in, they pay to the bus, and the guy, you know, the robber, the senator, yeah? He's carrying on schmoozing to the guy. He pays on his phone. Say, thank you. Say, thank you. The guy is a person. We don't realize we don't have that mention of that. I'm telling you, you think what's so important it is. Bochim that work on it, that are a mensch. Gedolei Yisrael, I saw it, when they would come to camp, they would go after it in the dining room to say thank you to the cook. Everyone could. Thank you to the cook. Which this went away with the shear for Shabbos. So God, this time I was very happy. Taylor behaved. But why would the Olam don't behave? I get so upset. I don't know, the behavior and not behavior is the same people. I know who they are anyways. Yeah? I know what they do even if I don't see it. But the fact is, someone is putting so much kachas in, you know that it disturbs them. Why are you doing it? You know he doesn't want you to drink, yeah? So why are you getting up in the middle of the meal and going to drink? Everything was said to you. Yeah, you're getting a free trip. The nicest, everything is done for you. He doesn't want it. Why? It's the same mushas. The guy that does it, he's a mushas. He's worse than Yerovim B'Nevat. Why? He's not a mensch. Be a mensch. I'm not saying, no one see that. Be a mensch. You think it's fair? The guy that has a kol ha'satov says thank you. But thank you is the small thing. The person he wants. Do what he wants. Why you can't do what he wants? Terence says, you're selfish. We'll say it's too hard for you. We'll have a date, you're not allowed to drink for the date. Hopefully. What I'm saying, because I'm getting really upset, so I could say it. I would get so upset, not because the fact that it happened. The fact I couldn't look in the eyes of a guy. You know that it disturbs. We're doing something nice. What, you don't have no respect? No, I can't tell you. That's even on the level of that respect. That's where that cause I tell you. People have to learn. This is the key. This is the real key, I'm saying. The embassy key. And the yesoid is to start to think. And again, you say, how it changes. If I'm such a bad person, how it changes. You start to behave. You start to do. It happens in the end. It happens in the end. And a person has to learn how to be like that. The bachur that doesn't have a chavrusa. Your chavrusa didn't come today. Call him over. It's not such a gishmaki bachur. But the man said you will change his day. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to make him happy. It's not worth it. Try to help. Sorry. I'm not saying not to take it. Every sefer you have to give back. I'm not saying some people. I'm talking about just one ktzeis. Everyone needs the ktzeis. You get the ktzeis and you leave it by you. Let everyone to look for it. Who knows where it is? Put it back. Sometimes bring it back, it doesn't help because no one really goes to go in the closet. But it's not the point. Some people they use someone else's gemara. They're allowed to, not allowed to, I don't know, but they don't even put it back inside. Okay, now they're helping the guy that he comes to me, he really understand it. It's selfish. That is the base. So you're right, see, the schinum is even more, it's jealousy. It's not forgiving to the other person. If we want to bring back, what I'm saying, a soul of the tavis is the yoyim of the chum. To take on yourself, to try. Try to solve the tables. From now till tomorrow. 10 times. To do the opposite from sin aschinam. Meaning, if something you feel that is sin aschinam, don't do it. No way. I'm stopping. And try to be 10 times nice. Over the tiniest. 10 times. From now is the tiniest really. The young tiniest. To now, to Mozart times. Maybe it will make this music to be clicked inside you. And if you manage to start to do it, I'm telling you, Ein Ladov Osoif. Ein Ladov Osoif. Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem.